Welcome. Well, you're at home with Jim and Joy, and you are an important part of our EWTN family, and we are delighted that you have welcomed us into your home. We are happy to spend this time with you. We certainly would love to hear from you, though, so send us an email with a question or a comment to jimandjoy@ewtn.com, and you can always listen to our show at EWTN's Podcast Central. Go out there or wherever you listen to your podcasts. So today we're going to be welcoming back Scott Wieman. Scott is the founder and executive director of Catholic in Recovery, which is a community of men and women seeking freedom from a variety of addictions, compulsions, and unhealthy attachments. Do you have any of those? He found freedom from alcoholism, drug addiction, and other compulsive behaviors thanks to the rooms of a 12-step recovery groups and the saving grace of the Catholic Church. And so Scott is the author of The 12 Steps and the Sacraments. He holds a master's degree in clinical counseling from Point Loma Nazarene University. And he serves as a marriage and family therapist at Fiat Integrative Health in Nashville, Tennessee, where he lives with his wife and his three beautiful children. And today he's here to speak with us about Catholic in Recovery's newest book, The Recovery Rosary, and how integrating the spiritual wisdom of the 12-step recovery with the sacramental life in the Catholic Church and how it can lead to great hope and healing. You don't have to suffer anymore. So we ask that you go out to his website, CatholicInRecovery.com. Your freedom awaits you.
Well, you don't have to continue down the path you're going down. And that's what Scott shared about his own testimony, that somebody came up to him, I guess when he went to the 12-step meeting, and just said, you know, I know what you're going through, and you don't have to drink again. You don't have to do this again, this thing that you're doing. I mean, what? You don't have to. If you continue to choose it, you can. But that there could be a break with this evil and with this addiction, with the affliction that you have. There's hope. I mean, Scott's just so positive about what the Lord wants to do with this way of the 12 steps, and when it's wedded with the sacraments, with the rosary, with the teaching of the church, worship in the Lord. It's amazing what the Lord can do. You have hope for yourself, those who are hurting, for people that are under this constraint to do these things that are so destructive to them and to other people. Jesus is attracted to people like you. Jesus didn't come for the well, he came for the sick. He's looking for you. He's drawn to you. Not what you're doing, but he's drawn to those that are afflicted in this way. And he wants to set the captives free. Christ came to overcome the works of the devil. We'll be right back. There's plenty more to come. Don't go away.
Welcome back. Well, our guest today is Scott Wieman. He's the founder and executive director of Catholic in Recovery. I encourage you to go out to his website, CatholicInRecovery.com. You personally might be suffering. You might have a family member who is in bondage, and you know that they are under the control of an addiction, alcoholism, drugs, whatever it is. But freedom, I promise, awaits you. Well, Scott, so tell our family briefly about what Catholic in Recovery is, and then we want to talk about the Recovery Rosary.
Yeah, well, thank you again for having me, and just a privilege to be advancing the conversation around addiction and recovery in the church, and grateful for you having me. Catholic in Recovery is a community of men and women who are finding freedom from a variety of addictions, compulsions, and unhealthy attachments. Community members are all around the world participating in virtual Catholic in Recovery meetings and in-person Catholic in Recovery meetings. Okay. Participating in other events like retreats, monthly webinars. We have a resource platform that has digital recovery resources that integrate Catholic faith. Catholic in recovery participants come, you know, are seeking freedom from a variety of addictions mm-hmm. related to alcohol, drugs, lust, food, gambling, internet and technology, codependency, wow. family members impacted by a loved one's addiction. It's a family spiritual mm-hmm. disease, the way I see it, and the whole family needs help. It's oftentimes loved ones who are reaching out first for help and learning how do I navigate these mm-hmm. challenges. So really, we blend the spiritual wisdom of 12-step recovery with the sacramental life of the Catholic Church, encouraging people to come together in fellowship in 12-step recovery meetings where they can hear of others and how they're finding freedom from various addictions. I think that's really necessary, too, is mm-hmm. to find that personal connection, that connection with an individual or a group that can help us then reframe our lives and see ourselves not as the person who's done all these wrong things, but as a beloved son or daughter mm-hmm. of God. And it's through that reframing of our lives that we can go out and do things that we otherwise wouldn't be able to. Mm-hmm. And so we don't claim to be a substitute for 12-step recovery groups, secular 12-step groups, but really a bridge between 12-step recovery in the Catholic Church back mm-hmm. and forth.
So I'm familiar with a 12-step group.
Yeah.
You know, how is, like you're saying, we're not looking to say you can't do that or come to our thing, but is your gathering different? And if so, in what way? Obviously, you're going through the 12 steps, giving teachings on that. That's a must. But what's unique about the Catholic and Recovery Group?
Yeah, someone who's familiar with meeting format in a Alcoholics Anonymous yeah. or Narcotics Anonymous or Overeaters Anonymous or Al-Anon or ACA type of meeting will be, I think, familiar with the ebbs and flows of a CIR meeting. Whereas we begin in prayer, we unite in prayer. A little preamble just to say, you know, what the purpose of us gathering together is. Yeah. We pray the full serenity prayer together in its fullness, very Christian in nature. Mm-hmm. An awesome prayer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We read the 12 steps. We pray the Lord's Prayer together. We read some meeting guidelines just to understand really. And I think that's important to emphasize too. You know, we highly value it. The top priority is confidentiality and anonymity. So those who attend Catholic and recovery meetings, you know, that information won't be made known to anyone publicly or privately. It's really all of our responsibility to protect the anonymity of people who participate, and that's strongly emphasized and encouraged. Also, we just kind of share about our own stuff. We don't mm-hmm. take other people's inventory or, you know, have the right things mm-hmm. for other people to do, but we just share from our own experience, strength, and hope. And then we do introductions. We will celebrate various lengths of recovery, 30, 60, 90 days, 6 months, okay. a year, and every year thereafter mm-hmm. of continuous sobriety, abstinence, clean time. And that, you know, the tokens, yeah. sacramental, very mm-hmm. outward expression mm-hmm. of this inward transformation mm-hmm. and grace. Mm-hmm. And then we will often read through a meeting reflection, which ties together scripture from the daily Mass reading or the Sunday upcoming Sunday Mass reading, which then reflects upon with liturgical themes, scripture and recovery principles. Just kind of get us into a little bit to gnaw on and a topic that's specific to our yeah. faith and recovery, although people can just share honestly where they're yeah. going through and, you know, best practices, help is needed, yeah. giving people a chance to connect with each other outside of those meetings as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, it must be something, those who've received so much of the 12-step program and accountability and partnership and all of that, mm-hmm. and then to go to a meeting as well where all of that's there, but it's full bore, mm-hmm. full power, and we know who our higher power is, we know his name, and we yeah. call upon his name, and we know the power of the sacraments. I mean, that must be very freeing, liberating, and just such an increase of your deliverance and maintaining that.
Yes, there are, I mean, secular 12-step recovery groups saved my life and continues to save my life. Mm-hmm. And it brought me into a relationship with Christ through mm-hmm. the Catholic Church. I got very, very zealous and excited about my faith and this new life found in recovery early on. I recall even bringing my Bible to some secular 12-step mm-hmm. recovery meetings, mm-hmm. once reading from it, and then learning very quickly not to get too specific about faith. Yeah. There is, I would say, an openness. Mm-hmm. But in a Catholic and recovery meeting, we can share very specifically, freely about our yeah. faith and sacraments and scripture and Catholic saints that can steer us and guide mm-hmm. us and intercede for us, and Catholic devotions like the Rosary or Divine Mercy Chaplet, or, you know, how we integrate steps 4 through 9 with the Sacrament of Confession, things that would be a little bit too specific and mm-hmm. probably out of bounds yeah. In a secular 12-step recovery group, but encouraged in the Catholic and recovery meeting.
Yeah.
Not watering down the 12 steps, though, at the same time, mm-hmm. and recognizing that, yes, God will move mountains, But he also asks us to pick up the shovel. Mm-hmm. And we pick up the shovel by getting honest with others, by reaching out to people on a daily basis between meetings, by reading recovery literature and scripture, by being grateful, practicing gratitude practices, and asking God to keep us sober in the morning and thanking him for keeping us sober at night.
What if a person isn't Catholic, mm-hmm. but they want more faith than what they're receiving at AA? Would they be welcome to come into Catholic in recovery? And have you experienced that?
Yes, we get quite a few non-Catholics, mm-hmm. people who are curious about the Catholic Church, mm-hmm. People who have varying relationships with the church, and even non-Christians who are exploring. We welcome all. Mm-hmm. And it's beautiful, too. We see a lot of people who are coming back to the sacrament.
That's what I was just going to ask about.
I could tell stories about people returning to the sacrament of confession for, first time in over 30, 40, 50 years. Mm-hmm. New Catholics becoming, going through RCIA and being mm-hmm. fully received, baptized, fully received into the church. Mm-hmm. And then those who have been in the pews their whole lives as well, who maybe have developed some coping behaviors or substances mm-hmm. that have separated them from God, from their families, from themselves, mm-hmm. and to see new life take place there.
Mm-hmm. And there's things that have happened inside of the church that are separating them from the church. Mm-hmm. And so it's kind of like, I really found myself in faith through 12 steps. I'm not sure if I want, but I get what you're saying. And they come back. I want to look at this. I want to take another look at this. And I there's some things there that were such a blessing to me, but some things just set me off and contributed to where I am. You got that going on.
It's not uncommon in a secular 12-step meeting or anywhere in the mm-hmm. world to hear someone define themselves as a recovering Catholic, mm-hmm. as if being Catholic is a condition that needs to be recovered from. Mm-hmm. Now, I understand the sentiment, and there are have been real ills that I think have been experienced. And at the same time, it's not meant to just stay there. I would love those conversations about how people need to overcome resentments about mm-hmm. the Catholic Church, to be held in the Catholic Church, mm-hmm. and to be sorting through those things. And I think a Catholic in Recovery meeting provides a great opportunity for us to recognize that, maybe it's not so much the church that we have this resentment towards, but it's, rooted in something else, something that's even deeper. Mm-hmm. And the church has just been my scapegoat.
Right.
And so I've used almost a resentment toward the church or toward other institutions or people, and have used that to rationalize my drug of choice, whether mm-hmm. it's food, alcohol, drugs, lust, gambling, you name it.
That's been my ticket to ride.
Yes.
That's the story, and they stick to that, right? But the beautiful thing is when they come to your group, so people could be new or they could be 40 years, right? No matter how old they are, they're in recovery and they're saying, I want to come to this group. All are welcome, whether you're doing 6 months of sobriety or you're doing 25 years mm-hmm. of sobriety, right?
Yeah, people who have long-term recovery, very active in our community as mm-hmm. well, who are still participating in their other secular 12-step groups, mm-hmm. but are just appreciate a place where they can mm-hmm. share freely about their faith and don't have to separate the two.
Yes.
Right. Sometimes we'll use the analogy, early on in my recovery, I felt like I needed to take my Catholic hat off before I walked into a 12-step meeting. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, I had to take my 12-step recovery hat off before I walked into the church, mm-hmm. kind of being what was expected of me. But it's hard for me to really, my life has been saved in amazing ways. Mm-hmm. And God has been part of all of that, in the rooms of recovery, in the church, and everywhere in between, even in the darkest moments of isolation and fear and, mm-hmm. Where I thought that there was no hope.
Right. Yeah. The beautiful thing about, and then even the book we'll get to talk about that, is the integration of both. It's not either or, it's both and.
Yes.
And how rich that is. As it's like the Catholic faith fully alive in recovery mm-hmm. for everyone, right?
Let's talk about the recovery. Rose, we've been speaking about 12 steps, the Catholic way with the 12 steps, integrating and so on, the differences. So what's going on with the rosary? And now we got the Catholic rosary.
Yeah.
How are you messing with that? Are you messing with it?
No.
Like, what's the difference
not changing
between
the rosary by any means. Okay. Our most recent publication, The Recovery Rosary, came out this past spring and is one of the projects that I've been most excited to work on. A compilation of 20 different community members from Catholic in Recovery sharing their experience, strength, and hope as it relates to the 20 different mysteries of the rosary. And so I think, I learned to pray the rosary in a group setting after getting sober and returning mm-hmm. to my faith. And that was instrumental for me to just open up the doors of prayer with mm-hmm. other people, even bringing kind of my you know, this shame. And mm-hmm. I don't know that I know all the words to this. What if they judge me about mm-hmm. it? But just mm-hmm. learning to kind of even be okay and settle into that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I love the reflections here, which really bring to life, I think, make the rosary and the mysteries of the rosary very yeah. accessible to mm-hmm. us, especially for those of us who may not have the cleanest past, but are seeking new life today. Mm-hmm. And it just makes it very accessible. The, you know, relationship with Jesus through Mary mm-hmm. and surrender is found mm-hmm. throughout.
Yeah. Yeah, I love the stories.
Meditations.
The meditations are so beautiful because they're relatable, mm. they're authentic, they're organic. So as you're going through it, even, I mean, I had to teach myself how to pray the rosary. Mm-hmm. I'm a convert. Mm-hmm. And really, I had a CD of Mother Angelica, and that's how I would learn to pray the rosary. But to have that and you could use it in a group setting, mm-hmm. or you could use it on your own personal journey. Mm-hmm. But the stories where people share, I mean, I think that's where God, the Holy Spirit, moves in and says, how is this going to apply? Yeah. What about your cross? How are you taking up your cross and
yes.
all of that? So tell our family what they could find with the meditations.
Yeah, I have people with varying addiction experiences, family members of loved ones who have been challenged by addiction, and individuals, men and women, recovering from a variety of alcohol-related, yeah. drug-related, food-related, mm-hmm. lust-related addictions, yeah. and how really without the intercession of Mary and the surrender and relationship with Jesus, mm-hmm. that recovery just isn't possible. Mm-hmm. You know, I mentioned God moves mountains, mm-hmm. and He asks us yeah. to pick up the shovel and participate mm-hmm. in this with Him.
Yeah.
And you know, I think there's a great expression of love and trust and surrender found throughout the repetitious nature mm-hmm. of the rosary. You know, those of us, myself included, who are maybe tend towards the desire of pleasure mm-hmm. and carnal kind of pleasures, I think the meditative yeah. nature of the rosary can mm-hmm. be really helpful yeah. to slow down mm-hmm. and find that stillness, hear the voice of God through that yeah. stillness.
So you got the rosary, as everyone knows, the rosary and the mysteries, the various prayers, but you have a format to it. And so you've got the announcement of that particular mystery, and then you have some questions that you ask mm-hmm. you know, as they're going into it. And then you've got praying of the decade of the rosary. And then you've got meditation. I hope I'm getting it in order. Mm-hmm. There's a meditation, great meditation, as Joy said, about the various addiction, compulsion, some of what these people have gone through, what they found in the rosary, what they found in this mystery, what they found in Catholics in recovery. And then you got a make it personal section.
Yeah.
You know, so it's the rosary, but it's the area that you're struggling in and relating the rosary to that more fully. Mm-hmm. And it's just saying these people get my particular need for God, for the sacraments, and for the rosary. This seems like a really great place too, because I think there may be people out here, not only that are saying, I need help, or I need help for my loved one, but there are people there that are really having great success, so to speak, through the 12-step program. And they may be hearing you and they got a Catholic background and saying, well, I don't know, I'm really finding it here. I'm a little afraid to go out there. But, you know, I may want to start praying the rosary again, or I do pray the rosary, and you're saying, you get me. And these people get me in here, that would be really meaningful. Maybe this is a place where they could connect, whether they ever come to Catholic in recovery or not.
Yeah.
They just kind of are getting the rosary and saying, wow, this really applies to me perfectly.
Yeah, I think that there's plenty of opportunity for those who are active in a Catholic in recovery fellowship or those who are active in secular recovery mm-hmm. fellowships to find and integrate those practices. This was me for a long time. You know, 12-step recovery group saving my life. And then blending, really, everything that I know about mm-hmm. God, I know God through recovery. And so this transformation and this requisite surrender, and mm-hmm. then also the service imperative that comes with that. Lord,
yes.
you know, Scott, you can keep mm-hmm. what I've given you if you're mm-hmm. willing to give it away.
Mm-hmm. We're going to take a break at this point, right. Hold you over for the final segment. There's just so much hope in this here, and it should be, because it's really about the deliverer, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who wants to come to us in the truth. And if we seek the truth, be a part of His community, the truth and community together will set you free. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Up our wonderful and hopeful conversation with Scott Weeman. Scott, you just have a couple of minutes, and I just want to hand it over to you to share whatever you want to share or make the appeal you want to make to the people that are concerned about people with all these addictions, those who have them, those who are saying, I'm coming through, but I'm really getting connected with Catholic in recovery.
Yeah. Well, it's just a privilege to be a voice for those who are on the margins, who, you know, have been struggling perhaps for decades with a behavior or a substance that they're turning to instead of turning to God. And, you know, just crippled, enslaved by that, and looking for freedom, wanting new life, that purpose, joy, and freedom that we've been talking about. And so if that's you, you know, if anyone at home is watching who is in that place or has a loved one they know who they care for and just recognize that they're powerless just as much as their loved one is, Catholic in Recovery is here to help. Visit CatholicInRecovery.com, our website, more information. We have a variety of resources. CIR Plus is a digital resource platform that provides a variety of video modules, webinar recordings, daily reflections, Saint of the Day reflections, community forum for people to participate and deepen their recovery and faith. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Podcast, Catholic in Recovery podcast, I do every other week with Father Sean Kilcally. We do retreats on, you know, throughout the year as well. You'll find all that information at CatholicInRecovery.com. Yeah. I just also want to just speak, if you are that person, if you're struggling with an addiction of sorts, whether it's related to a behavior or a substance that you're turning to instead of God, and recognize, I just can't quit on my own. I've tried to manage this, and I can't. You're not alone. I know personally the shame and the fear and the hopelessness, and you know, I've been in that dark place. And there are plenty of people who are jumping back into the well to lift you up, and there's a place for you at Catholic in Recovery and in the church. You know, Jesus Christ wants your best and wants our best and wants us to be free. And so I will say what, you know, to those who are still struggling, what was said to me is that you don't ever have to drink, you know, eat compulsively, lust, use drugs, rely on gambling, you know, technology for that source of freedom, that God can be that power. And strongly encourage finding him.
Well, God continue to bless you. Thank you so much for sharing this gospel word. May God prosper Catholic in Recovery. May many souls and lives be saved, and those who are crying out to God for their spouses and children and grandchildren know that there's hope and help and healing and deliverance in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, in his church, and in Catholics in Recovery. You're an important part of this family, the EW10 family. You're never alone. You're always at home with Jim and Joy. Bye now.